Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. Straight out of Detroit, Michigan, that was saxophonist James Carter joined by his organ trio with the tune La Voz de Negros. Live at Newport Jazz, this is from his 2019 CD, and it's a great one. From the word go, this cat has had a charmed existence. He's the cousin of jazz violinist Regina Carter and learned to play from the great Donald Washington. From there, he went on to the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp as the youngest faculty member at the camp. And his first tour of Europe with the International Jazz Band was back in 1985 when he was only 16 years old. After a pivotal gig at the Detroit Institute of Art, or the DIA as the locals say it, it was a last-minute addition for guest Lester Bowie. It turned into an invitation to play with his new quintet in New York City, which he moved there 2 years later and has been a prominent force, performer, and recording artist on that jazz scene since the late 1980s. He plays saxophones, flute, and clarinets, and we caught up with him here at the show to find out how he lives this life that he lives.
That's first and foremost right there, is that music and life don't separate. That's the first thing pops I call Mr. Washington. That's one of the first things that he taught, that this is it's one thing to be involved with it musically and to get your entertainment and stuff, that type of value off of it. But ultimately, it's a way of life. It's a culture.
Over the years, he has won Downbeat Magazine's Critics and Reader's Choice Award. He has performed, toured, and played on albums with Julius Hemphill, Frank Lowe, the World Saxophone Quartet, Cyrus Chestnut, Wynton Marsalis, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and the great Mingus Big Band. Man, this cat is a great one to start off with. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of very talented cats, from Stan Kessler to Ernest Melton, right here in the middle of America in Kansas City, Missouri. Tripping over ourselves with so much jazz for your listening pleasure. So James talked about how his mom loved the famed jazz and pop singer and band leader during the swing era, Billy Eckstein, and they saw him live. It was a grand experience and a great story told by James, and as we hear it, here's Billy Eckstein along with Sarah Vaughan together with Don't Blame Me off a CD called Archive of American Popular Music, 1946-51.
To watch your mother lose it as a result of Billy Eckstein coming on, that was a sight and a sound to hear. It was like, you know, girls losing it at a Usher or a Justin Bieber concert now. And to see your mom, you know, extend her adolescence and almost get ready to fall over the balcony. That just talks about the sheer power that these cats had.
Can I help it? Don't blame me. Can you see when you do the things you do? If I can conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. Can I help it if that doggone moon above someone like you to love? Blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me. Spell, so how can I help it? Don't blame me.
Hey, this is James Carter, and if you're in cartoon fashion, you'll be on the set with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was New York-bred saxophonist, composer, arranger, and educator Ray Blue with the 2017 song Okay Now off the CD Always With a Purpose. His music is a fusion of straight-ahead jazz and rhythmic groove. After he received his graduate degree from the University of Iowa, he returned to New York, got reconnected on the scene, and studied at Jazz Mobile, like a lot of people have. Over the years, this international cat has shared the stage as either a leader or a sideman or just a band member with John Gilmour, Dr. Art Davis, Betty Powell, Eddie Henderson, and so many others. He was also a cast member of The Ray Charles Show, which toured in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. He toured there from 2008 to 2010, and right there, that's a lifetime of experience with Ray Charles. From the flamboyant and powerful trumpeter, singer, and bandleader, this is Hot Lips Page with his trio back in 1940 with My Fightin' Gal as the good fight wages on around here on Neon Jazz.
I got a gal, but she treats me like a rat. I got a gal, but she treats me like a rat. She gets me so worried, I don't know where I'm at. My resistance is weak, but her hands are so big and strong. My resistance is weak, but her hands are big and strong. Her temper is short and her nails are 3 inch long. She just likes to stand and fight. She don't set an auger. She just likes to stand and fight. I can take it in the daytime, but it hurts like hell all night. She could fight Henry Armstrong, Joe Louis too. They'd be sorry, and she got Sue. She's a two-fisted mama, and I know it too darn well. So if you got good sense, you'll stay away from my fighting gal.
From the UK, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
Thank you.
This is a cat that has been very celebrated over his career. He's a BBC Jazz Award-winning Mercury Music Award-nominated recording artist. This is the great Kit Downs with the tune Once the Rumpus off his 2013 CD Light from Old Stars. This cat has toured the world playing piano, church organ, and harmonium with his own bands, along with other artists like Square Pusher. He's written commissions for the London Contemporary Orchestra, BBC Radio 3, and he's been busy collaborating with filmmakers, video game developers, and classic composers. We caught up with the great Kit Downs here at the show to get the skinny on his music and his thoughts, and they were poignant. Have a listen.
For me, getting to play music is like a free version of therapy, really. Mm. I mean, music is therapy for a lot of people all over the world, whether it be listening to it or playing it or learning it. I think it's just such a very healthy thing for people to have in their lives. And for me to get to pretty much do it all the time is a pretty lucky position.
So, John Christopher, this next cat right here, he was just named the Artist of the Year by the great Bill Brownlee, who is a cat that runs the blog here in Kansas City known as Plastic Sacks. He is the Artist of the Year. This is Logan Richardson. He just released a very slick single, the electronic jazz single called Her. It's a good one, man. He's a great cat.
Her. As in Ben? more the female reference.
But probably the female reference, okay. But it's a titan of a song. And he's been spending more time here in Kansas City, which has been great. But this is a great tune. Check it out as we dig into it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Logan Richardson. I'm living in Paris now, but definitely anytime I come to the United States, I make sure to tune in to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
That was the kid that grew up in Pueblo, Colorado, came to Kansas City at the age of 18, and has made this place his home ever since. Jazz organist Mr. Everett Devan with the tune Grooveyard, his take on it off the 2014 CD For the Love of You. This cat has left quite a mark on all that has come into his orbit. He's well known locally, nationally, and internationally for his longstanding contributions to the jazz tradition. And one man that was moved by it was Mr. Kevin Rabus. He is a poet, professor, and jazz musician, and we caught up with him to recite a poem called Sitting In with Devan. It's from his latest volume of poems out on a 2019 book called On Drums. It's a great book. Have a listen to Kevin. Do it.
Sitting In with Devan. Everett Devan's club church organ, B3, seems to warm and wobble the ice in my glass. One of my first drinks in a club as a kid from the suburbs, trolling the KC clubs for wisdom and gigs. And when Devan asks me to sit in, I struggle with his kicks. The rhythms he throws at me, polyrhythmic, unpredictable. What pattern will land next? And then Cheever, a pasty white portly drummer with a pink house set, puts a hand on my arm, says, "He only sends three kicks. Play one of those. Don't think. Don't invent. Guess."
John Christopher, I'll have to give you Kevin's volume. He's a wonderful poet, and we're all lucky to have him in the jazz community here in Kansas City.
Would look forward to it. You've never steered me wrong where it comes to poetry, my man.
I try to do my best. From the always cool and one of the most successful non-Latino musician doing the Latin jazz honors, here's Cal Jader with the tune Cool off the 1960s soundtrack for The West Side Story. Yeah, very cool.
This is Kevin Rabus, the current Kansas Poet Laureate. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was bass clarinetist, composer, and arranger Todd Marcus with the 2019 tune How Deep Is the Ocean off his latest CD called Trio Plus. And man, this is just another great album, another really good one out there in the jazz universe, and we're happy to have it here on the show. Our final walk into the jazz here at the show is one of our perennial favorites. We love the vibes around here.
Yeah.
This is vibraphonist Milt Jackson with the tune Bags New Groove off the 1958 LP Bags and Flutes. It's a great one, man. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cool cat always etching a new broadcast groove, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, man, dig.
Dig that, baby. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.